Blog Talk Radio.
That's right. You know what that music means. Just kidding. See, tempo is so important. That's right. You know what that music means. It's time for GTE Radio 193.5, the show about all latest and greatest things happening right here at GTE Financial. And the latest and greatest thing happening is with Labor Day behind us, we get into that busy time of the year. We would call in musical vernacular a time signature change. The tempo is changing, and we've all got to change with it and be ready. And who better to talk to than music guru Peter Belk? Hey, Peter, welcome back to the show.
Hi, so Jason, thank you so much for having me.
Hey, it's so good to have you back. Yep. Wow, the studio audience was actually ready, Peter, so I guess they're ready. Ready for this busy time of the year. You heard when I started the show, it would be nobody would want to listen to a show if it started that way. If you had that great opening song and then some guy came on and started droning on and on. Of course, a lot of people think that's exactly what I do every week is drone on and on. But that's why we have you. Let's talk about time signature changes. Why is it so important that everyone make that time signature transition at the same time?
It's just crucial because it would devolve into chaos if everybody wasn't there together. The time signature, for those that may not be super familiar with music notation, is just a little mark that shows up at the beginning of a piece of music that tells the performers how to group the music, be it in groups of four beats or three beats or seven beats or whatever. And along with the tempo, it's one of the pieces of notation that help the musicians really find the pulse of the music. And the human body, you know, literally lives on a pulse. So
That's right.
Not really surprising that music also relies a lot on a pulse. And so, and you know, even people that are not trained in music, just your casual everyday radio listener can usually find the pulse of a piece of music. It's that prominent. So sometimes
right.
a composer will change the time signature for one reason or another. And if one person in a band or a musical collective doesn't catch that time signature change or that tempo change, then they'll miss how the pulse of the whole piece has changed. And then it just kind of, yeah, it goes into chaos because the band is no longer in agreement about when that very critical pulse happens. So it's absolutely crucial that everybody's aware of the time signature changes and the tempo changes as you progress through a piece of music. Absolutely.
That is so spot on. It's absolutely right. Our heartbeat, you know, a lot of people, the great heart rate, 60 beats per minute, 68 beats per minute, 72 beats per minute. And sometimes it's true, isn't it, Peter, that in the middle of a musical score that the time signature will change. It'll go from being really slow to really fast, or really fast to really slow, because that helps set the tone and tempo. It's sort of like if you went to a dance club, you know, you're expecting that pounding 4-4 on the floor, you know, 4-4 time. Mm-hmm. If they just played slow music, it would be hard to dance to that all night. It just wouldn't make any sense. And in drama, the music sets the tone for what people are seeing and experiencing, and it has to match the mood. So as we get into the busy time of the year, it's critical that everyone's ready for that tempo change. And I love what you said about it devolves into chaos. And the other thing I love that you said, it doesn't take many people missing the time signature shift to send it into chaos, does it?
But that's absolutely true. Just one person can kind of just slightly mess it up, but it's a noticeable shift from everything's right where it needs to be to something is off here. Just one person will throw it there.
So you walk into one of our community financial centers and, you know, you're a busy parent. It's back to school. It's, you know, soccer practice. It's cross country meets. It's all this stuff going on. And if you encounter somebody that just doesn't seem like they're ready, it has a tremendous impact on the brand, doesn't it?
It does. Absolutely.
You've probably been in situations. You're a musical guy. You know, you work in musical theater, I'm sure you've been in situations at a restaurant or at Publix when you realize you're dealing with someone who's just punching the clock and could care less about your time and the value of your time. What's it like when you experience that?
It's a little bit discomforting. Like, I've kind of been left on my own to spend for whatever I'm trying to do at this place. You know, like, okay, I guess nobody's going to actually be here to help me. And it cheapens the experience a bit, and it's just not fun.
It is not, and it doesn't take very long. I may have told you this story once before, but I'm one of these guys. You've met me. You can tell I don't spend a lot of money on my appearance. But I went to get a haircut right at 9 o'clock when the place opens. I hate waiting in line, and you know, you could tell. And you totally get this as a guy that's involved in the dramatic arts. When the stage goes up, you can't have people on the stage sweeping it. You know what I'm saying? It's got to be time to go. And I sat there for 7 or 8 minutes. And that may not seem like a long time, but try just standing someplace for 7 or 8 minutes waiting for someone to say, do you need a haircut? So when it was finished, she told me the amount, you know, $12 or whatever. And I stood there and counted to 30 before I said a word. And I could tell she was just perplexed. And I was like, see, it's not fun waiting, is it? And it's, again, that tempo, man, you've got to match the tempo of your audience and give your audience what they expect. And like I said, talk about somebody who knows all about audiences. You do this in a very practical way, Peter. You're the music director, and you've got another big production coming up. Tell us about Spring Awakening.
Sure. It's a Tony Award-winning show that was on Broadway for a bit, and it focuses on a group of teenagers who are struggling to just figure out their adolescence in Germany in the late 19th century, when the world of the adults, the parents, the teachers, the clergymen, were wielding absolute power, and they you could tell they forgot what it was like to be teenagers themselves. So these teenagers are struggling to get through puberty, and so it touches on all kinds of very deep subjects, including sexuality. There's even some child abuse, a little bit of rape and suicide even. So a lot of adult themes, very adult show. But it's so beautiful, and it's got a powerful message, and it's a wonderful show to really strike a chord with a lot of audience members as they think about their past and growing up and how they were able to deal with all the struggles that come with growing up.
And most of the folks listening to the show either work for GTE Financial or are in the area. Where can they see it?
It is at the Stras Center. We have we normally do a lot of our shows in the Schimberg Playhouse there, and we love that little space. But the show, we've actually moved into the Jabe Theater. It's a little bit bigger, and we're very excited to do our first show there in the Jabe Theater. But it's at the Stras Center for the Performing Arts in downtown Tampa, and tickets are available online at strascenter.org. And
awesome.
It's going to be a wonderful show.
Awesome. Hey, folks, get out there and check that out. I'm assuming Tony is involved in that to some extent, Tony Gilkinson?
He is, absolutely. He's directing again, and he and I have got to work together several times, and he is wonderful.
Yep, absolutely. Well, hey, folks, his name is Peter Belk. If you want to know what he looks like, there's a picture of him there on the episode page, looking very dapper, I might add. And he is our musical guru here at GTE Financial. Sometimes I get these thoughts about talking about things metaphorically through the prism of music and dramatic arts. And my first thought was, got to call Peter, because he always has such great stuff to share. Hey, listen, best of luck. What do they say? Break a leg on your new on your new show. And thank you so much for joining us.
Great. Thank you so much, Jason.
Awesome, man. Peter Belk, everybody. Great. Smart guy. Well, that's right. Time signature change. We need to have precision, the pursuit of banking perfection, not the descent into chaos. Just a friendly reminder. It can sometimes be kind of tough to shake off that summer mentality. But our members' lives are getting more busy with school and activities and stuff like that. And we've got to be ready. We've got to be ready as an organization to put on that great live performance each and every day that compels our audience to want more of what we do. So let's continue to be the people we were in the interview, aka the audition. Let's drive our competitors crazy, and let's be in business forever. My name is Jason Dyes, and until next we speak, I'll talk to you all next week. Take care.